Thank you for listening to this episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. If you'd like to listen to bonus episodes, go sign up to the Patreon. That's patreon.com. We f***ed that. Anyway, you'll find a way.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. Ooh, I've recorded so many episodes of this podcast in the last couple of days and relegated them to the trash or just in the unused folder. Look, I'm nervous. Something's happening. Something is happening to me and it's, you know, obviously good. But this podcast, I mean, we're actually a chance of getting a boat. Podcast's blowing up. It's gotten four times bigger than this time last year. So many people are joining the Patreon. That's where I'm going to be putting the episodes that I'm canning. Look, it's humbling. It's beautiful. It's great. It's weird. I'm in California. I feel ugly. There are all these beautiful people around. I'm sitting in a hotel room that's nicer than any hotel room that I have a right to sit in. I played the Greek theater. Neil Diamond played the Greek Theatre. Hot August Night. That's the room. Well, it's a room. It's not a room. It's just an open field. But it's a beautiful field with a lovely stage. Well, it was a nicer stage in the past. It used to have columns and they made it all sleek and modern. And actually, I found that to be one of the more depressing parts of it. But it was acoustically perfect. It's a great audience. I'm opening for Shane Gillis, who is having the most incredible and deserved success. I got to go and see the Tyres premiere. How he has found the time to make a television show while blowing up with the comedy is quite beyond me. I'm flummoxed. There's a lot that has to get done for me. I feel like I've been given this great blessing by being here and being a part of this wonderful crew. And well, you know, if that was the point of my life, I think I could be pretty happy and comfortable there. And yet, I am on a quest to buy a boat. I can't just sit comfortably in a hotel room and enjoy playing at the greatest rooms. Not just in America, but in the whole damn world. Again, not a room. It's a field. It's a theater. It's like a Greek amphitheater. Like Sophocles. I have plans for boat ownership. I mean, that's why I'm here. That's why I'm using the advertising money from this podcast and the Patreon and the YouTube and the book sales from James Donald Forbes McCann Publishing to fund this so that we can, you know, be in America, tap into that live wire, make that money for the boat. And I've made a list. I made a list of the things that I'm going to have to do by the end of the year. Are you ready? Okay, number one, the music. I've actually done these A through F. What's that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's 6 things. First one is the music. The music has been the least successful avenue for revenue for boat ownership. I think we've made about $8 on the music release this year. Now, one of the songs was more successful than the others. That was Here Without You, Baby. And I enjoyed doing that. So I think doing covers rather than my own music might be the way forward. So an idea that I've had for a long time that I want to start working on is an album of covers of songs by women. You know, because women are just as capable at having good songs as men. Just as capable. But maybe there are men out there who aren't giving those songs a shot because they've got women singers. So I'll be covering songs by women and releasing that. I'm going to call it Cover Up. I'm thinking of wearing a headscarf and lipstick. Don't need the lipstick. Don't need the headscarf. It's called Cover Up. An album of, and I've, well, in the landslide brought me down. There'll be that one. There'll be All Along It Was a Fever. Oh, you're the chosen one, but I'm the only one that needs a saving. That one, that'll be in there. What about I Try to Say Goodbye and I Choke. Try to Walk Away and I Stumble. That song will be on there. There will be no white flag above my door. That one will be on there. Don't you worry about that. It's been 7 hours and 15 days. That one will be on there. Cover Up. New album of songs by women by James Donald Forbes McKim. So then B, New Book of Poems. New Book of Poems is almost done. I tried to get the first Book of Poems had 38 poems. Second Book of Poems had 39 poems. This next Book of Poems, I'm shooting for 40 poems. I think I've got 33 poems. So certainly, maybe in a month, I will have finished my part of the Book of Poems. I'll then send it out for the introductions to be written. I'll get the cover. And so in about 2 months, I hope to have a new Book of Poems. How many copies will the new Book of Poems sell? Well, first two books of poems, they've now grossed over $1,000 each. Wow! They've also netted over $1,000 each because it costs nothing. Well, I'll pay someone to do the art, but other than that, because, and I'll pay the people to write the introductory essays. But other than that, it costs nothing. So a new book of poems coming out. I have a new poem here from the book to read to you if you'd like to hear it. This one's sort of depressing, and I want you to know that I just want you to know that I'm in a good mental health space before I read the poem that I wrote last night. If I ever find the poem, which maybe I won't, maybe you won't get the poem, maybe there will be no poem for you today. Where's the poem? Oh, here it is. Okay, here's the poem. And once again, I feel fine. I'd like a little kiss and I'd like a little cuddle. I'd like a little pudding and a splish splash in a puddle. But more than anything, there's one thing I'm yearning for. To drive my car off a cliff and into a deep ravine where the car explodes on impact and I die immediately. I'd also like a haircut and a sandwich and a bigger TV. But overwhelmingly, it is the car death that I want. I want it every day and I've wanted it forever. But I want it slightly less than all the other things put together. So that's one of my new poems. And so new book of poems. That's thing B that we've got to be working on this year. Thing number C, two movies. Wimbledog is basically, it's everything but written. My film about a dog that plays tennis. I don't feel the need to direct that movie. I'm happy to just write that script and see if I can sell it. I think it's going to be a big, big hit. But the thought of directing a movie that involves an actual golden retriever to learn how to play tennis, I think that's something that the studio system is better equipped to... Equipped! I think that's something that the studio system is better equipped to handle. So I'll be giving Wimbledog away. Well, I won't be giving it away. I'll be asking for $500,000 so I can buy a boat immediately. And then when they say no, gee, I'll come down. The second movie, Brad's Glove, which I do want to co-direct with Sam Clark. And it's not a huge budget movie. And frankly, I could take whatever money I get from the script, I think, for Wimbledog, and we could shoot Brad's Glove. Now, Sam Clark at the moment, we're working on finishing a comedy special that's not even here, but that's being finished off at the moment. It's half comedy special, half study of autism. Just a quiet reflection on autism. It's beautiful. I really love it, and I think you're going to love it too. God Save the King. Got a Write to Sam today, actually, about getting that out. We've got to get that out. We've got to get that out. Brad's glove, we're going to... So Sam, he bought a 16mm camera, and I would like us to shoot Brad's glove on 16mm. It's going to make it much more expensive, but hopefully the sales from Wimbledog will facilitate that. E, we're up to E for the things that I have to do. World Stand-Up Comedy Breakthrough. So it's recording another special. Going on podcasts, winning awards, festivals, just getting to the point, doing all the things that one has to do. Clips on the TikTok for as long as TikTok exists, and then we'll just have the reel. This is very important. I'm getting to the point with the podcast where there's enough listeners where I'll be able to do an America tour. I can't tell you how happy I am. I did an episode a few months ago, aspirationally, that we would one day have 30 people, 40 people listening in any given city, and I'd be able to show up there and do comedy. We are so, so close to that point in so many cities. And in some of the cities, we've broken through. So Chicago, congratulations. You're the number one city at the moment. I will be coming to Chicago soon. I think later on in this year, I'm coming to Chicago, and I'm going to run my new hour. New York, we've got enough people in New York for me to come to New York. Atlanta is growing very quickly. And there are some cities in Canada too. And I must say, thank you to our Dublin listeners. I didn't know that having a mental snap while I prepared my visa to come to America and working on getting some Dublin listeners would pay off. We've now got over 20 Dublin listeners. It's our biggest European city. Thank you to all the Dublin ladies out there. I can't tell you how grateful I am for the Dublin ladies and men who are listening. We're coming to Dublin. I don't know when, but I look forward to bringing the family to Dublin. And F is the podcast. I mean, the podcast itself, that's the final thing. And I get an F for organization on this podcast. This episode was meant to come out several days ago. And I recorded three episodes. They'll end up on the Patreon. Go sign up that Patreon. It's all over on the Patreon. And this one is, I think, a public-facing podcast because I think this is just mostly admin. I apologize for it all being admin thus far. Admin and a single poem. I will be fixing the podcast. It's getting away from me. I've become unmoored. So I'm in LA and I feel pretty untethered at the moment. And I think the reason that some of those podcasts went straight to Patreon, is because I've lost touch. I mean, the podcast is me sitting alone. And that's great if I'm in a good mental health. You know, if I've just walked out from being with my family and I sit in the car and I do a podcast, I'm in a relatively normal frame of mind at that point. But right now, man, I'm all over the shop. They're saying, get that man out of the shop. He's all over the shop. I'm under the shop. I'm over the shop. I'm next to the shop. I'm sometimes not even in the shop. It's time for me to be in one place of the shop. And the way to do that is with other people. Anchor people. A crew. I've got Sam, but he's all the way in Australia. I need some people here in America to help me. I believe I've selected a crew to help with cutting the podcast into clips and recording. You know, I struggle. There's no video component to this episode. But the video component goes so well. It just doubles the... It adds a viewership that is equal in size to the listenership. We've now got like 2,000 people downloading the episodes, and when the podcasts come out, another 2,000 people watch that. I mean, we had 500. We've octupled the number of listeners in just a few months, and that is really a blessing, and I thank you all so much. And we're closer than ever to boat ownership, but sometimes as you're coming into port, seas get weird and choppy and rocks appear. You were safe on the deep, but here in the shallows, it's harder to navigate. So I'm putting together a team of a producer who will, I mean, is not going to do the audio editing because I don't trust that. But I would like to, well, I may as well tell you. I may as well tell you what the podcast is, I hope, going to become. We're getting close enough to the boat now that... I don't know if it's going to be this year. I don't know if it's going to be next year. I don't know if it's going to be the year after, but it's going to be in my lifetime, and there will come a time when I have a boat. And if that boat comes while I'm in Australia and I can afford a boat, the first thing I'd like to do with that boat is sail back to Australia. So the easy way to do that would be to buy a boat in Los Angeles or something similar and just sail it back across the Pacific, stopping perhaps in Hawaii, Fiji, the Solomons, Vanuatu. Just having a beautiful island trip back home. That's not what I'm going to do. I'm going to sail the wrong way around. You don't spend all that time and effort getting a boat just to sail it directly back. We're going the wrong way around. That's my plan. We're going to start, you know, why not start in Alaska? Possibly because it's difficult to sail in Alaska. I still don't know anything about sailing. This is the sort of thing I'm going to have to look up. Then we go down the west coast of America. Seattle. I think Seattle's on the sea. I don't know. But we're going to sail down that coast. Portland. Is Portland in the sea? San Francisco, Los Angeles, then down to Baja California and Mexico. And then all the countries that come. I mean, I can bring up the map. I can bring up the map. Hold on. Bringing up the map. Here I am in Los Angeles. After Los Angeles, yes, San Diego, Tijuana, Baja California. Then we come down to Baja California Sur. Then it's down Mexico, 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 Guatemala, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, Panama. Now, the coward move, the pussy move at that point would be to go through the Panama Canal. I won't be doing that. I'll be heading down to Ecuador, Peru, then Chile. I mean, I'd love to go to Chile. It's one of the places I most want to go. We round the bottom of South America, which I'm told is challenging, but I'm looking forward to it. Then the Falklands. We dart out towards the Falklands before coming into Argentina. And we'll try and navigate that political situation. I hope that's calmed down. Uruguay, and then up to Brazil. And we sail around Brazil. Then, oh, those little weird ones up the top right. French Guinea, Suriname, Guyana. Then we're in Venezuela and the Caribbean. We can go to the Dominican Republic. We can go to Haiti if the cannibalism has calmed right down. Then it's back into America through the Gulf of Mexico. We do the West Coast, Houston, New Orleans, Miami, all that sort of stuff. And then it's up, 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 up to New York, to Boston, maybe even to Nova Scotia. Then up to Europe. We do all of Europe. And then down through Africa, past Somalia. We try and do that in a safe, and maybe we actually died out a little bit past Somalia. I'm looking forward to the Cape of, is it called the Cape of Good Hope? I hope we get to do the Cape of Good Hope. I can only imagine with that name that it's an unpleasant place to traverse. I mean, I'd love to go to Madagascar. So many interesting facts about Madagascar. That's where they were going to put Jewish people in World War II. There was a plan to make that the new Zion. And also, I believe they're Polynesians. They're not African persons, genetically. That's the furthest that Polynesians managed to get, unless that's where Polynesians started from. Gee, Polynesians are interesting. We don't get to see Polynesians quite late in the piece, after we've been to Yemen, Oman, Pakistan, Iran. Not in that order. I just got two of them wrong. India, Ceylon, Myanmar, aka Burma. Oh, we might even get to go to Bangladesh. Oh, Bangladesh, how is it that you have so many people, so very many people in your itty-bitty country? Well, now you've got two poems. It's my poem called O Bangladesh, then Malaysia, Indonesia, Philippines. Then why not go all the way up? Korea, South Korea, Japan. I should have probably called it North Korea, not just Korea. I mean, they're both Korea. We'll see both Koreas. Maybe we'll even see a little of China. Or we could see Siberia if we really wanted to, and then down to Hawaii. And then I don't really know where Fiji is. Then I think I'd like to come into, well, New Zealand, of course. We'll have to visit New Zealand and Papua New Guinea. I'd like to sail into Sydney. This is my plan. Then up to Brisbane, Darwin, Perth, and then finally, sweet Adelaide. Sorry, Melbourne. No, I'm just screwing you. We will have to go to Melbourne. Maybe we'll go from Perth to Melbourne and then dart back to Adelaide, and I can finish in Adelaide at the end. Melbourne has become our biggest city, which is fascinating because Melbourne is easily the place that I talk the most on the podcast. And the more I see of the world, the more I realize that's not Melbourne's fault at all. It's the fault of, you know, hard and bad times that I had in Melbourne. And I love so many people in Melbourne, and I love my Melbourne listeners. So I will, come to Melbourne. So then that's the plan for the podcast, I'd like to start planning that trip and figuring out actually what would be required to have a boat and take it around all those places. James, will the family come with you on that enormously long sailing trip? Answer, I hope so. Wife's not keen. The important thing is to plan it. Look, If at the last minute we just have to go, that's too difficult, we're going the short way home, no one has the energy for this, you've got young children, that's fine. And I can do the sailing later on. When the kids are grown and in college, university, trade school, working at a Home Depot, Bunnings, so many names for different things in these countries. What a difficult, strange type. Water. My American accent is getting a lot better over here. Hey, can I have a water, please? Is that better? I feel pretty good about it. Water. Waiter, water. Water, waiter. See you later, alligator. That one won't be in the book of poems, I can tell you that. So I had to plan that trip. And so I'll have a producer to look up some facts about each place and just print them off. And then I can just come here with a little bit of paper. That's not the bit of paper, but that's what the paper will sound like. It will sound like all the other kinds of paper in the world. Well, some papers with a high thread count might sound different. Maybe it's a coarser. Maybe it sounds more like, sounds more beautiful. Anyway, that's my plan for the podcast. That's my plan for the year. That's my plan for the boat trip. That's the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran plan. That's the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran plan. It's wonderful to have you here on the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran plan. You can sign up to the Patreon. I've got to start working on those songs by ladies. Well, here's a little foretaste of what is to come in that regard. I won't be singing on this one, but I hope you enjoy the backing track. Maybe you can sing along if you guess which song it is. I love you. I miss you. I want you. I need you. I'm feeling very lonely. I want to go home to my I want to go home to my family. It's been 4 days. And I don't think for the rest of the year I have to go away for more than 2 or 3 days at a time. But I travel so badly. I want to go home. I want to see my sweet wife and my sweet children. I was looking through photos of them on my telephone before. Oh, baby, I miss you. Kids, I miss you. Catamaran ho, everybody. Catamaran ho.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The secret to summer-ready skin is here. Osea's number one best-selling Andaria Algae Body Oil, clinically proven to instantly improve skin elasticity and transform dry skin to silky, soft, and unbelievably glowing. Its signature scent of freshly squeezed grapefruit, cypress, and mango mandarin transports you to sun-kissed summer days. Get healthy, glowing skin for summer with clean, vegan skincare from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com.